AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House steps up the warning of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP's Ben Thomas reports a big concern is an attack could happen in days.
Russia could choose, in very short order, to commence a major military action against Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States doesn't know if Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a decision to invade, but
if you look at the disposition of forces in both Belarus and in Russia on the other side of the Ukrainian border, from the north, from the east, the Russians are in a position to be able to mount a major military action in Ukraine any day now.
And he says Americans in Ukraine should get out within the next 48 hours. Meanwhile, a senior defense official says another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are being sent to Poland.
The worries about possible military action dropped the markets, S&P losing 1.5%, the Dow dropping 503 points. A Canadian judge orders protesters to remove their cars and trucks that are blocking the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario.
Chief Justice Jeffrey Morowitz with Ontario's Superior Court ordered an end to the truck blockade at the Ambassador Bridge effective 7 p.m. Friday night. Windsor police said that anyone blocking the streets could be subject to arrest and their vehicles may be seized. Ontario Premier Doug Ford declared a state of emergency. He threatened heavy fines and up to a year in prison for protesters who refused to leave. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau applauded Ontario's decision and said he's spoken with President Biden about the messy situation.
I can't say too much more now as to exactly when or how this ends because unfortunately we are concerned about violence.
Protester Troy Holman of Windsor says he believes the government overreached with its COVID-19 restrictions.
This is what's going to get the attention of the government and this is what's going to help change to happen.
Trucking protests have also paralyzed downtown Ottawa, Canada's capital. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Some 15 boxes of records from the Trump White House were found at the former president's Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida. Reports are some of the papers were torn and taped together. Others were marked as top secret. House Oversight Committee is investigating. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports Trump does have an out when it comes to classified information.
The President of the United States is technically the ultimate classification authority, such that he could ostensibly argue, I decide what's classified and I decide what's no longer classified, and whatever documents were at Mar-a-Lago, I had declassified already. And that could be a hurdle to prosecuting him for any violation of classified records laws to the extent that he could credibly say that none of the records at issue are classified.
Oversight Committee Chair, New York Representative Carolyn Maloney, says Trump was required under the law to turn over those documents to the National Archives before he left office. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.